Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Tuesday, December 31st, 2013, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Welcome to our last show of the year. And New Year's Eve celebrations are kicking off around the globe, but it's not just you and me who are going to be champagne toasting to dominating in 2014. The globalists are also celebrating the coming new year. And the Illuminati was on full display. They blatantly displayed themselves in Australia. The all-seeing eye was the official theme for the Sydney, Australia New Year's Eve celebration. You can see that there. And I wonder if the revelers there knew that they were worshiping and celebrating the occult symbolism that's used by the banksters that rule the world. I wonder what their big plans are for 2014. But even Google is getting in on that all-seeing eye action. Their homepage today features the all-seeing eye in the pyramid hidden there in the disco ball. And as 2013 comes to an end, gun owners in Connecticut aren't really getting ready for their New Year's Eve celebrations. They're actually lining up to register their guns to make sure that they're going to be legal and compliant with that new kind of overreaching gun law that was passed in April as a result of the Sandy Hook shootings. Now, anything that the state considers to be an assault weapon or magazine holding more than 10 rounds needs to be registered by Wednesday, or it will be illegal in the new year. Now, gun owners also have to include a receipt or a sworn affidavit proving that their assault weapon or high-capacity magazine was bought before the law passed in April. But let's be clear here. All of those people that are lining up outside that building, standing in the cold, those are law-abiding citizens that are going to register their guns. All the criminals are at home, hiding their guns in their closet. Passing these strict gun laws isn't going to stop gun violence in the country. It's just going to stop these law-abiding citizens from being able to protect themselves because criminals don't obey the laws. Let's take New Jersey. It has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. But mothers there in Newark are fed up with the violence as the murder victim rate there has climbed. It's actually the highest that it's been in 20 years. Sidewalk memorials for murder victims there in Newark are a common theme. The death total now for just 2013 is at 110. And that's the highest it's been since 1990. And it's not just there. It's in Washington, D.C. as well, which has very strict gun laws. Just this weekend, a drive-by shooting riddled buildings that were across the street from the White House with bullets. There's no rhyme or reason. It was, you know, usually it's a safe place. It's crawling with Secret Service. But at 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, a car was just driving down the street, shooting with a 9mm handgun at random businesses. There's no motive, no suspects, just random drive-by shooting. And they weren't going after the president, of course, because he is still on vacation in Hawaii. But this just goes to show that even if you pass very strict gun laws, it's not going to stop criminals from terrorizing the streets. They're going to get their hands on their guns. They're not going to register them. So basically, these gun laws are just stopping law-abiding citizens from having guns and being able to protect themselves from these gangs and thugs that are just going to terrorize the streets. They shot buildings across the street from the White House, which should be one of the safest places in the country, and at least the most protected and the highest surveillance. But while these new laws are keeping guns out of your hands and out of my hands, the government is putting guns right into the hands of criminals. Of course, I am talking about the Justice Department's flawed gun trafficking debacle, Operation Fast and Furious. Well, now a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that the FBI was a key player in the death of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Well, covert factions of the U.S. government have got their hands in everything. The recent bombings in Russia, for instance, that are leading up to the Olympic Games. Well, the Chechen rebels who've claimed responsibility for those attacks are CIA assets. As we've previously noted, the insurgency in Chechnya was largely a covert CIA initiative. Rebel leaders were trained and indoctrinated in CIA-sponsored camps in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Pakistan's ISI played a key role in organizing and training the Chechen rebel army and instrumentally supported the Afghan Mujahideen, the Muslim paramilitary force that morphed into the Taliban and Al-Qaeda under the guiding hands of the CIA. William Engel writes that Washington sees the manipulation of Muslim groups as the vehicle to bring uncontrollable chaos to Russia and Central Asia, destabilizing those regions. So whether it's arming drug traffickers or arming the Syrian rebels, this is how it works. The globalists use terrorism to get their way in countries around the world. It's terrorism 101. And Little Jones actually educated us on this back last year.
Hello, your friendly neighborhood patriot here for an episode of How Terrorism Really Works. First off, our terrorist group needs a scary name. Can you say El Ciaida? Let's try again. El Ciaida. Ah, it does roll off the tongue. El Ciaida. It's a perfect name. Now let's say the green piece here represents the terrorists. The terrorists then move into Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever stan is not under banker control. The media then joins in to hype up the terror threat.
Dry hand operates with impunity from safe havens inside Pakistan.
Once the terror threat is established, the banksters, puppets, send in the troops to take out the terrorists they put in there in the first place. Then the bankers install their own dictator to take control of the resources and oppress the people. As a bonus, the banks, via the black ops and intelligence agencies, will then ship the drugs back into the host country so they can imprison their own citizens for using the drugs, make huge profits selling the drugs which finance other terror operations around the globe, and the cherry on the top is billions upon billions made on money laundering operations for the bankers.
In a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And if the citizens of the host country gets wise to these schemes or gets uppity, the banks via media will hype a nuclear terror threat or an underwear bomber or a Christmas tree bomber. Any excuse to take the American people's rights. Well, that just about wraps it up for Terrorism 101, How Terrorism Really Works. I'm your friendly neighborhood patriot. And now remember what Big Brother and other authoritarians say. Whatever you do, don't visit Infowars.com. Oh no, the control freaks don't like it. Oh.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Well, coming up, find out how the alternative media influenced the Year of Awakening.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, the mainstream media, and especially networks like CNN and MSNBC, they have no problem race baiting. They're constantly saying that Republicans or Tea Partiers or anyone who doesn't agree with Obama's policies is a racist. They just love using that term. Well, MSNBC got a little taste of their own medicine when the high priestess of race baiting had to issue an apology to Mitt Romney and his family and everyone when she and her panel were mocking Mitt Romney's black grandchild. They played a little game of caption that photo, taking, you know, the what they thought were the best photos of 2013. One of the members on the panel said, "One of these things is not like the other." And then another said that it was a perfect representation of the Republican National Convention, where everyone at the Republican Convention would be white, and then they'd find the token black guy there. So it's just blatant hypocrisy. And all the articles that I'm seeing about this, they don't mention racism. They don't mention how this could be racist. But it is race. The entire panel made that picture about race. So there you see the blatant hypocrisy by the mainstream media. And of course, that's why they are losing this war. And we at the alternative media have greatly influenced the awakening of 2013. And there were some stories in particular that helped to contribute to this surge in public awakening. One of those was that we exposed how the Western government was running Al-Qaeda. Now, as President Obama had forged ahead with the admitted decade-long plan to destabilize the Middle East, U.S. support of Al-Qaeda became increasingly evident. The presence of Al-Qaeda jihadists in Libya and their role in Benghazi, of course, made headlines. But it was President Obama's public support of Al-Qaeda in the Syrian conflict that forced major outlets to finally state the obvious. While we started a war on terror against Al-Qaeda and were droning Al-Qaeda operatives in other countries, we're arming them in Syria. Obama wanted to arm the Syrian rebels. That doesn't make any sense. So, of course, it was our continued and relentless coverage of this fact that probably helped to stop a war in that country. And InfoWars also helped to bring the term false flag into the mainstream. Now, despite the historical reality of false flag operations, the establishment continues to paint these highly documented military tactics as just, you know, a figment of your imagination. But following the tragic Boston bombing, the establishment narrative of their facts and information, it quickly began to unravel. StoryLeak exclusively interviewed the marathon runner who was confirmed that the loudspeakers were telling runners there was a terror drill taking place. So armed with that information, InfoWars reporter Dan Badondi made international news by demanding answers regarding drills and a possible false flag during three official press conferences. Now, the media attempted to demonize Badondi immediately, but it backfired because Google searches for false flag skyrocketed following his appearance. And, of course, people that were searching false flag on the Internet, that also helped to push it into their minds that it was the U.S.-backed Al-Qaeda that was probably the most responsible for the chemical weapons attack in Syria rather than Bashar al-Assad, which is what the federal government was pushing. And then, of course, our last big story of the year was the fraudulent war on terror. Most notably, the emergence of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden validated claims made by the alternative media for over two decades that the government's anti-terror apparatus was actually aimed at peaceful Americans. Also, exclusive documents released by the alternative media exposed Seattle's Homeland Security-funded mesh network that caused authorities to turn off that spy system until it could be publicly debated. So that was a big win. And also, investigative reports by InfoWars uncovered the federal government's purchase of more than 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. Now, this story was so big, it was forced into the mainstream, it reached millions, and it even prompted a congressional investigation. So former U.S. National Security Advisor and Trilateral Commission co-founder Zbigniew Brzezinski is constantly warning about the alternative media-fueled public, global public awakening. And of course, we are the tip of the spear on that. Public awakening is going to be a huge thing for 2014. And we are the tip of the spear, folks, of that political awakening, but we need you to support this operation. We're not funded by the establishment. It is the support of listeners and viewers like you who buy the InfoWars magazine and subscribe to Prison Planet TV, buy our Liberty products. You guys are helping to support the InfoWar. Liberty is rising. We are helping to change the way the mainstream media reports the news, and we want to continue to just push truth out into the mainstream and dominate the news stream in 2014. And of course, you guys are helping us do that, helping us push these stories. But now Dan Bedondi is going to take to the streets and find out what people thought were their most memorable stories from 2013.
The media is now targeting the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And today we're going to ask the people their thoughts about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in today's world. Recently, Duck Dynasty's Phil Robinson was suspended from A&E over referencing the Bible about homosexuality, bestiality, and sexual perversion. Do you think A&E did the right thing, or is it a violation of Phil Robinson's First Amendment?
I don't have any comment on that.
I think it's a violation of his First Amendment rights.
I will have to speak based on not seeing what he said, but I heard a lot about it. I mean, everybody has their freedom of speech, but the only problem with him is, like, you are a person, but you have a show, you're on a show, you're in the public eye, so if you want to keep that money, you got to watch what you're saying, you know, you got to censor yourself.
Do you think the First Amendment should be changed, abolished, or stay the way it is? Why?
No, it should stay the way it is. I don't think it needs to be changed. It's been there for 200 years.
Definitely to stay the way it is and be more open, because there's a lot of countries, you say something about the government and you're gone.
Stay the way it is.
And your thoughts about the Bill of Rights and Constitution in today's world?
Well, I think it's an ever-changing world, and it's written in such a way that it will change as the world changes.
We don't even follow our own Constitution to the T like it should be followed. Constitutions, even in my organization, is up to interpretation, so you have to make it so everybody interprets it the same way, and it never happens that way.
And now, recently, Jake Tapper from CNN recently stated that he thinks the American people honestly want more security over freedom.
I think the American people honestly want security over freedom.
Benjamin Franklin quoted, any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will get or deserve neither. Now, whose statement do you agree with?
Ben Franklin's.
Who do you agree with?
A little bit of both. You kind of need to give up some freedom to get freedoms, but there's going to be a limitation on how much freedom you have to give up.
Year review for 2013. Which news event will you remember the most?
Probably the school shootings. There's been a lot of shootings.
At the moment, I remember Mandela's death.
What do you think the government should do to protect us in 2014?
That's a good question. Hopefully they don't have to protect us too much.
2013 has brought nothing but a huge onslaught to our civil liberties, our Bill of Rights, and our Constitution by the mainstream media and our government. But in light of that, many Americans are still willing to fight for the civil liberties that we have left. And on behalf of myself and InfoWars.com, we'd like to wish you a happy new year and God bless. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Well, to paraphrase Gandalf the Grey, it's just the small deeds of ordinary folk that help keep the darkness at bay. It doesn't take great power. It could be something as simple as getting the InfoWars magazine and passing it out to your friends and family. Help break open the minds of the people that are around you. It's not going to be the mainstream media that helps with this public awakening. They will never report to you the truth of the evil that their great leaders are up to. Former MSNBC host Cenk Uygur admits that he was told not to even warn the public about the danger posed by the meltdown at Fukushima. He says that cable news people were like, hey, Cenk, you know, I don't know that you want to say that because the official government position is that it's safe. Just like the official government position is that, you know, a suburb outside of Paris, all the residents there were safe after a train carrying nuclear waste derailed last week. Or just like the official government position is that residents in North Dakota are safe after a second train derailed that was carrying coal, sending toxic plumes of fireballs up into the sky. So can we really trust the official government position? Especially when we know that the government's position is to protect the interests of the globalists.
According to the LA Times, a small town in North Dakota is being partially evacuated Monday evening after a train carrying crude oil collided with another train, setting off a large fire and explosions. The North Dakota crash is the fourth serious accident involving trains hauling crude in America this year. In July, an unattended train with 72 tank cars carrying crude oil from North Dakota's shale fields rolled downhill and set off a major explosion in Quebec, Canada, killing more than 40 people. Two other accidents followed shortly after, though neither involved fatalities. According to Time magazine, these accidents came at the end of the year in which shipments of oil by rail boomed, increasing 17 times faster last year than domestic oil production, which is itself booming, and the proposed Keystone XL pipeline still being debated, oil companies have turned to rail, which can quickly connect remote areas of production to markets. The rail industry is now hauling more crude than any other time since the days of John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil a century ago. According to the Daily Tech article, these software security keys allow the communications between the trains and the switches to be easily decrypted and allow for secure communications. Currently, the keys are simply put onto flash drives and sent around to the trains, making them easy to intercept by nefarious entities. According to the NBC News investigative piece, extremists around the world have frequently exploited rail transport's vulnerability. Two suspects were arrested in Canada on Monday, charged with conspiring to blow up a trestle. Meanwhile, the DHS has a major excuse to violate the Fourth Amendment. Special Viper teams carry out random baggage and security checks at train, subway, and bus stations, as well as at truck weighing stations. The GAO also criticized the TSA for inconsistent reporting requirements from rail agencies and failure to inspect a rail service the GAO did not name.
Let me go back to the real threat here. Transportation. Upwards of 300,000 people die a year of transportation-related fatalities. It's like a million plus injuries. 4 dead, more than 60 injured in New York City train derailment nightmare. You know why the U.S. has so many derailments? Our trains can't even go above 45 miles an hour because we have the worst train system in the world. The worst train system in the industrialized world. It's a joke because the globalists have had a policy for 50 years to shut this country down. And maybe they had some TSA agents on there blessing the tracks. That would have fixed it. Or maybe on the train, maybe they would have grabbed more people's genitals getting on the train. That would have fixed it, because they have that up in New York City, where they literally grab your genitals, search it, have guys with machine guns bugging their eyes out at you when their bosses blew up the World Trade Center, ran the whole Al-Qaeda operation, blew up Building 7 down the street. They all love it!
One of Alex Jones's big predictions for 2014 and beyond will be the replacement of humans with robots. And the very first people that might be losing their job to automation might be the TSA. Airports and government authorities are starting to use machines in lieu of people to verify the identities of flyers. They're scanning their faces, irises, or fingerprints using, obviously, biometrics. Now, London Gatwick Airport performed a trial this year in which it processed 3,000 British Airways flyers without boarding passes. The flyers scan their irises when checking in, enabling cameras at security checkpoints and boarding gates to automatically recognize them. The chief information officer at Gatwick said that the plan is to ultimately replace boarding passes altogether. Your face would serve as the ticket. It is the rise of the machines, folks. So that's the big prediction for 2014 and beyond. It has already begun. I don't fear technology. I just fear those who are in power abusing technology. And it seems to be that that is the road we're headed down. Now, like we said, it's the last show of the year. Happy New Year's Eve. And indeed, 2014 is going to be a really important year for humanity. So we're going to continue to do our part here at InfoWars to wake up the masses and expose the motives of the shadow government. All, of course, with your help, our lovely and loyal Prison Planet viewers. Coming up for our Prison Planet TV subscribers, Alex Jones is going to have a very special message about how your small deeds can help play a very big role in humanity's awakening in 2014. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. We'll see you next year. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.
I'll be honest with you. We're at a major crossroads. My radio show has almost become passé for many because all of the incredibly radical-sounding things that we've talked about the last 18 years on air are now public knowledge. Almost everything we've discussed is now being reported by mainstream. Granted, they're putting a spin on it that it's a good thing to be secretly spied on and to have the military trying to take on the Tea Party and gun owners, and that it's great to have a world government and great to have carbon taxes and to shut down industry. The list goes on and on. But we're at a crossroads because as this tyranny is admitted, as Congress has hearings about Obama being a dictator, basically, across the board on so many issues, if we don't educate the general public about this now and explain to them that if the precedent is set for the office of the presidency to be dictatorial and autocratic, that will be passed on to future generations. We're not saying Obama is going to stay in office. He politically has served his usefulness. He sold the agenda of tyranny, made it trendy. But if we do not curtail the executive power grabs that we've seen the last 30, 40 years by the executive that Eisenhower warned us about and that Kennedy warned us about, nobody else has really warned us about it since then, it will set the precedent. And that's why the new January 2014 edition of InfoWars magazine is now out. And I think it's probably the best cover we have ever had. Molly Rogers came up with this in the graphics department. But it's a double cover. On the back it says 1984 for New Year's because it's now basically officially arrived. It's been there for a while. They're just now basically admitting it, but saying 1984 is a instruction manual, not not a nightmare authoritarian vision of a Stalinistic world government. But on the cover, we see Obama as the classical third world dictator, and that basically is what he is becoming. And there are five different articles about the transference of power and the degeneration of our republic into a bureaucratic dictatorship with the president as the dictatorial head. There's a bunch of other gun control articles, NSA stories. I'm really proud of the first issue of 2014. And the magazine has been an amazing success. But I'm going to make an announcement here today. What's been successful is selling them at cost in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100. And other micro distributors where some people even buy thousands of them at cost, about a dollar a piece to get them out to people. It is a big, glossy magazine with a poster every month with all these different graphics. We're really proud of it. It's been quasi-successful doing the subscriptions, the gift subscriptions. But this is the last month that you can sign up in January 2014 to get a yearly subscription, the next 12 issues, because next January we're getting rid of the subscriptions and going directly to the magazines being on store shelves and stands where they are in some areas of the country, and being sold directly to people in bulk. It streamlines it. It's been 20 times more successful, literally cracking the numbers, and just selling them in bulk than it's been with a subscription. It's cost prohibitive for a lot of people, even though we sell it at cost, $39. Because you get 12 issues, we got to pay for shipping 12 times. And we don't get media mail because it's news. So that's a lot for people, and I understand. But see, print is dying, so it's important. We've dominated digital to get into print. That's why I did this. And the magazine's been a big success. We're going to continue it. But January 2014 is the last month that you can sign up for the next year and get a subscription. And then after that, after January, we're not going to offer it anymore because it'll phase out over the next year and will continue to be a digital magazine that we send out to folks that sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter. We send it out to free to people to wake up friends and family digitally. But we will again continue to sell it in bulk as the glossy 64-page magazine. So instead of having some $10 or $20 book with news exposing the New World Order that your friends and family may not read, these are so effective at just being given to friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, or to drop a few at the dental office or at the hair salon or at work. That way people will pick up the magazines with their powerful covers and begin reading the articles, looking at the graphics, looking at the political illustrations, and waking them up. If you buy 10 copies at cost, guaranteed two or three people that you hand them to will end up reading it. And even if somebody else doesn't read it, they'll leave it laying somewhere and somebody else will read it. This is a very effective way to wake people up. It's a great tool. Instead of costing $10, $15, $20 like a book, you can get it as low as a dollar a piece in bulk to get out to your friends and family. So that's InfoWarsStore.com to subscribe to the final year of subscriptions, and you can always continue to buy them in bulk at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I'd like to say support our broadcast, our media operation, by buying the magazine, but it's an outreach tool. We sell it at cost. If you do want to support the transmission and the whole InfoWars operation that's promoting free speech, private property, basic liberty, national sovereignty, and fighting corruption, go to InfoWarsStore.com and you'll see all the great water filtration systems and the whole InfoWarsLife.com line and so much. And those products do make our transmission possible. And as always, have a wonderful new year. Let's have 2014, this critical year, be the year of the global awakening when the tide turns against the tyrants. 2013 was the greatest awakening we've ever seen since the Renaissance. And most historians and political analysts agree with that analysis. There is a big awakening happening, but this is just the beginning. 2014 can be the year when the tide turns, and the globalists know that, so they're accelerating their program right now. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the info war for the fight for civilization and the individual and free will.